Rabbi Beryl Wein is a historian, a teacher of Torah, a lawyer, a columnist, and a popular Jerusalem lecturer. In the program Wein Online, he talks about the meaning of the Torah portion of the week. Rabbi Beryl Wein, we have a double parsha this week.
Oh yes, Matot and Maaseh, the conclusion of the Chumash of Bamidbar. And here the Torah lists the stations that the Jewish people stopped at during their long sojourn in the desert, places that they encamped. And every place is a memory. And that's why I think the Torah stops to detail that, because every place is a memory. The memory is very, very important. Rashi points out that it's like a father that takes his children on a trip through their youth, and he says, oh, we lived in this house, and you were sick here, and then here's where you started to go to school, mm-hmm. and here's where you rode your first bike. So every place is a memory. We don't remember places as places. We remember them as memories, how they relate to us, what they are. And because of that, that's why the places are important, because they are the memory aids for the Jewish people. Now, the Jewish people have been all over the world. If we made a parsha of Maaseh today, we would have to use, the Rand McNally Atlas to include every place in the world. But every place in the world we've been, we've left a memory. And people have memories of it. And the memory lives on after the place is long gone. And it's interesting that memory can be transferred from one generation to the next. And the place can't. And Jews go back to Eastern Europe. I'm not a fan of that. But Jews go back to Eastern Europe. Mm-hmm. And grandchildren who grow up in Chicago or Los Angeles look at the hut and they say, what's it got to do with me? But the memory, you tell them this is where your grandfather lived, and they remember the grandfather. So that then it lives, because the grandfather lives in memory. So the places are to help us remember. And I think that's true of every place we've been in the world. Stop and look at the place. I remember I did a tour once of Spain, and we stopped at all the places. So there isn't a Jew within 500 miles. But the memory of, you talk about the Maimonides, and you talk about the Nachmanides, and you talk about the Gershonides, and you talk about all the great people of Israel that were there, and they are alive to us, so then the place also takes on importance. Otherwise, another bunch of stones, another, mm-hmm. right? I remember when our children were small, my wife and I were always have liked to travel and see nature, beautiful things. So we used to take the kids along too, because we had nowhere to park them. And nothing like putting a 4 or 5 year old kid in the car for 12 hours a day. So you're driving through the Sierra Nevadas and you're oohing and aahing, and the kid says, oh no, not another mountain.
So another tree.
Another tree. You show them the sequoia, big deal, right? It's the memory is important, and that's what can be communicated from one generation to the other. And that's what makes the places important, is because of the fact that they do serve to strengthen our memory and to give us a chance to put things into perspective, to see our story, so to speak, the way it really is. And all of that is very positive. All of that leads to a greater sense of self-worth, self-identification, self-pride, all of the necessary items to really be a committed and fine Jew.
And it's a good way to end this particular book.
Chazak, chazak.
Rabbi Beryl Wein, thank you very, very much.
You've been listening to Rabbi Beryl Wein talking about the Torah portion of the week. Join us again next week.